Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Today on the channel, we are going to grade every box score from week one. All right, one of the best parts of the week. The reason we do this is because sometimes the box score and the final score do not add up. Now, this is really important from a sports betting perspective, because in general, if you have a final score that does not add up with the box score, you want to play on the team that lost the following week, because the market or the public has a bad like perception of what actually happened. So, for example, I'll pull one up that I know was a Fugazi box score, but let's see, the Texans Rams. All right, let's take a look at this one. I don't know if this one ended up being as bad. No, this one didn't. Let's see here. I know Atlanta and Tampa was the one. Let me pull that up. So Atlanta and Tampa. So let's see if the box score here. Yeah, so Atlanta has 358 yards of offense. Tampa has 260. Atlanta had better YPP, which is yards per play, 5 to 4.6. 289 yards passing to 159, which is 6.7 yards per pass compared to 4.8. They didn't run the ball well. And then time of possession, they had 35 minutes and 12 seconds compared to Tampa's 24-48. First downs, Atlanta had 23, Tampa had 16. Total plays, they ran 71, Tampa ran 56. So it's like, how the hell did Tampa win this game? No turnovers, right? So this is an example where Tampa's 1-0, Atlanta's 0-1, but the box score doesn't really tell that full story. So Atlanta's a team you'd want to play on this week, and Tampa's a team you'd potentially want to fade. But that's just an example. We're going to go through every single one of them. Some of them are just, it is what it is, right? Some of them are like, all right, that one's okay. We're going to start with the Thursday night game, Dallas and Philly. All right, first downs, 22 Dallas, 20 Philly. Total plays, 56 Dallas, 62 Philly. Total yards, 307 Dallas, 302 Philly. Drives were the same. Yards per play, Dallas was 5.5. Philly was 4.9. Three most important stats, I think, are yards per play, turnovers, time of possession, and then yards would be next. Yards can be kind of wonky because, like, if one team's down towards the end of the game, they're, you know, getting yards with, like, you know, a two-minute drive or something, and the other team's playing prevent. So a little bit of context you got to add in there. Yards per play, 5.5 Dallas, 4.9 Philly. So at this point right now, I would say Dallas should be winning this game. Passing, 188 to 184, Dallas. Rushing, 119 to 158. Dallas had 5.4 yards of rush. Philly had 4.2. At this point, again, like Dallas currently has won basically every single stat. Penalties, Dallas had 4. Philly had 9. Red zone, Dallas was 2 for 3. Philly was 3 for 3. But here's the two big ones for this game. Turnovers, Dallas had 1. Philly had 0. So Philly's plus 1 in the turnover margin. And time of possession, Philly had 34-52, Dallas had 25-08. I don't think this is a false box score per se, but Dallas definitely could have won this game. It probably should have been a 1-2 point game one way or the other. The turnover, the time of possession probably balances out some of the counting stats, but Dallas was pretty good in this game. And, you know, third down efficiency, Dallas was 7 for 11. Philly was 8 for 13. Dallas was 0 for 1 on fourth down. Philly was didn't have a fourth down. So pretty good performance from Dallas. I'm not going to say they're a hard luck loser, but they played better than a 4-point loss. But if this would have been like a 1-point loss or a 2-point loss or something, I think it's fair. Or if Dallas would have won by one or something, I think it'd be fair too. All right, Kansas City and the Chargers. Now, you can have a – so we'll see how this one plays out. But you can have a fake box score where a team loses, but they should have lost by a lot more. That also counts for a fake box score. I think Carolina's actually is like that. All right, first downs, Chargers 22-18. Total plays, Chargers 62-58. Total yards, 394-347. Yards per play, 6.4-6.0. I actually thought this game... So the Chiefs were better than I thought they were in this game. Let's see. Rushing, 90-98. 3.6 yards a rush for the Chargers, 5.8 for the Chiefs. I would assume that's a lot of Mahomes. Is why that number's so high. Penalties, Chargers had 6, Chiefs had 10. Time of possession, 32-44. Chargers, 27-16. Chiefs, no turnovers for either team. This is about right. I would say this is probably just exactly what it should have been. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes was 6 carries for 57 yards for a 9.5 average, which brought the average up. The rest of the team didn't do much. Pacheco, 5 carries for 25 yards, 5 yards per carry. Kareem Hunt, 5 for 16, 3.2 yards a carry. So the rushing is a little bit of a Fugazi stat, but this is right. I think this shows me a Chargers win, and that's what it was. So that one is a correct box score. All right, next up, now we start with the Sunday games. Cardinals-Saints. This one is a fake box score, but not necessarily in the sense that the Saints should have won the game. It just should have been probably a one-point game either way, which if you watch the game, Juwan Johnson, if he makes that catch, it's a one-point game either way. Either the Saints win by one or lose by one. So that kind of adds up. But first down, Saints 21-19. Total plays, Saints 69-61. Total yards, Saints 315-276. Yards per play, not great for either team. A lot of check down, a lot of dink and dunk, which we knew going into the game. The Cardinals are in like a 3-high safety shell, and the Saints play the Fangio, don't get beat deep zone. Everything's underneath. So both teams just kind of took what was given to them. But 4.6 yards per play for the Saints, 4.5 to the Cardinals. Passing, 208-130. Again, bit fugazi because of the last couple of drives from the Saints where they're just spinning the pill. Spencer Rattler threw the ball 46 times. Kyler Murray threw it 29. So almost 20 more pass attempts equates to 80 more yards. Like, all right, that makes sense. Yards per pass, 4.4 for the Saints, 3.8 for the Cardinals. No one has a bigger arm but throws it shorter than Kyler Murray. Rushing, 107-146, 4.9 yards a carry for the Saints, 5.4 for the Cardinals, but that is a bit fugazi as well. Trey Benson had like a 59-yard carry, but that was it. So I would say the Saints actually ran the ball better than the Cardinals, even though that's a bit of a discrepancy. Penalties, 13 penalties for 89 yards for the Saints, 9 penalties for 54 yards for the Cardinals. No turnovers for either team. And then time of possession, Saints 26-14, Cardinals 33-46. Yeah, I mean, this game is exactly even. Like, they did the exact, both teams did the exact same thing to the exact same amount of success. Like, even 4.6 yards per play to 4.5, 4.4 yards pass to 3.8. Everything was the exact same. 5 yards carry, 5 yards carry, right? So this should have been a 1-point game either way. 7 points is a lot. The Saints are a play on team, I guess, after this, but I'm not like circling either team here for this one. Okay, Buccaneers, Falcons. We just went through this a little bit, but we'll do it again. 23 first downs for the Falcons, 16 for the Bucs, 71 plays at 56, 358 for the Falcons, 260 yards for the Bucs. Yards per play, 5-4.6. Isn't like a crazy discrepancy. 289 yards passing to 159. 6.7 yards pass to 4.8. Third down, 6 for 15 for the Falcons, 7 for 14 for the Bucs. Rushing, 69 yards for the Falcons. But wait a minute, I thought Bijan Robinson was supposed to be really good. Wait, Tyler Algier led the team in rushing? Interesting. Penalties, 8 penalties for 55 yards for the Falcons, 5 for 60 for the Bucs. No turnovers. And the Falcons had 35 minutes of possession to the Buccaneers, 24-48. The Falcons probably should have won this game. I would say they definitely should have won this game. I would consider this a hard luck loss. I know there were some missed kicks in this game. So, yeah, I would say the Falcons are a play-on team. The Bucs are a fade team. Bucs weren't great. Falcons weren't great. But the Falcons probably deserve better. So, the Falcons are our first, I don't know if they're our first true Fugazi box score, but definitely a Fugazi box score for the Bucs. Bengals-Browns, I think this one's going to be similar. Bengals, I know they had 7 yards in the second half. It's crazy. You have 7 yards in the second half and you win the game. First downs, how about this? 22 first downs for the Browns, 11 first downs for the Bengals. Browns almost doubled them up on that. Total plays, this is insane. This is the most Fugazi box score of the week for sure. Total plays, 71 for the Browns, 49 for the Bengals. Yards per play, man, this one is nuts. Yards per play, 4.6 for the Browns, 2.9 for the Bengals. Almost 2 full yards of discrepancy. Passing, 278 yards for the Browns, 95 yards for the Bengals. Jesus. 5.9 yards of pass for the Browns, 3.7 for the Bengals. Rushing, neither team did anything. 49 yards to 46 yards, 2 yards of carry for both teams. Red zone, both were 2 for 3. Penalties, both had 7. Turnovers, here it is, the Browns. 2 turnovers and some missed field goal situation. Browns had the ball for 35-49. The Bengals were 24-11. Jesus. Yeah, this is a big-time Fugazi box score. How the hell did the Bengals win this game? I'll tell you this. The Bengals, at some point, they're going to have to answer questions about these kind of performances. You can't have Chase Brown, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, who have played together for a long time now, and have 95 yards passing against the Browns. An average 3.7 yards a pass, an average 2.9 yards a play. You got the win, but this is just horrible. Absolutely disgusting. I mean, this is a really concerning performance from the Bengals, if you're a Bengals fan. Colts, Dolphins, nothing Fugazi about this one, I'll tell you that. 27 first downs for the Colts. They scored on every single possession, which is unbelievable. 12 first downs for the Dolphins. Total plays, 70 to 46. Total yards, 418 for the Colts, 211 for the Dolphins. 6 yards of play for the Colts, 4.6 yards of play for the Dolphins. Kind of crazy that the Browns-Bengals were a bigger yards per play discrepancy in this game. 262 yards passing for the Colts, 133 for the Dolphins. 8.7 yards of pass compared to 3.9. Rushing, 156 to 78, just despicable. Penalties were 4 for 45 for the Colts, 3 for 15 for the Dolphins. Turnovers, Dolphins had 3. Colts had 0, so plus 3 in the turnover. 38 minutes of possession compared to 21. How do you get to a 33-8 final? You have 17 more minutes of possession. You're plus 3 in the turnover margin. You win YPP by a yard and a half. So, yeah, not a Fugazi box score. Horrible performance from the Dolphins. And the Colts deserved every bit of that. Raiders, Patriots. All right, let's see here. Raiders go across the world and beat the Patriots. First downs, 21-18. Total play, 62 for the Raiders, 68 for the Patriots. Yards, 389 for the Raiders, 336 for the Patriots. 6.3 yards per play for the Raiders, 4.9 for the Patriots. Pretty big discrepancy there. Passing, 333 for the Raiders to 276 for the Patriots. 8.8 yards per pass for Geno, 5.5 for Drake May. Rushing, 56 yards for the Raiders. Wait a minute, I thought Ashton Gentry was supposed to be. Never mind. 60 yards for the Patriots. Penalties, 9 for 81, 8 for 70. Turnovers, each had 1. Possession, only 10 seconds difference. 30 minutes for the Patriots, 29-55 for the Raiders. Game was relatively close in everything but YPP. And YPP is what it's all about. So Raiders deserved this win. Good win there. Geno Smith, underrated. Very underrated last year, continues to be underrated. I had heard the Patriots sold out to stop the run. It's like, hey, man, you can't really do that against Geno, Brock Bowers, You know, Jacoby Myers, like they got some guys out there. So Steelers, Jets. Okay, let's see here. It's an interesting because the Jets played the greatest game in the history of their franchise and they still lost. So let's see. 23 first downs for the Jets, 19 for the Steelers, 62 plays for the Jets, 54 for the Steelers, 394 yards for the Jets, 271 for the Steelers, 6.4 yards per play for the Jets, 5 for the Steelers. Yeah, currently the Jets should have won. 212 yards passing to 218. Jets had the 212. 9.2 yards a pass for the Jets, 6.4 for the Raiders. Rushing, 182 yards rushing for the Jets. Almost had the rare 200 yards passing, 200 yards rushing game. The Steelers had 53 yards rushing, 2.7 yards a rush for the Steelers, 4.7 for the Jets. One turnover for the Jets. The Jets had 34 minutes and 43 seconds of possession compared to 25-17. Yeah, I mean, the Jets should have won this game. Turnover is tough, but the minus one in the turnover margin, I don't think balances out 9 more minutes of possession and 1.5 more yards per play. So, and 120 more yards. So the Jets should have won this game. So this is another Fugazi box score right here. If you're Pittsburgh, you're certainly concerned about this defensive performance, giving up 6.4 yards per play to the Jets, giving up almost 200 yards passing and 200 yards rushing. Yeah, tough loss for the Jets. They played really, really, really well. The first time they did not punt in the first half in like 30 years. So tough. But yeah, that's another one where you probably want to fade the Steelers off of it. But, you know, all right. Giants, Commanders, 25 first downs for the Commanders, 17 for the Giants. 432 yards of offense for the Commanders, 231 for the Giants. 6.6 yards per play to 3.7. God, almost 3 yards difference. That's crazy. 212 yards passing compared to 157. 220 yards rushing compared to 74. Where did Washington get all these rushing yards? Merritt had 10 for 82. Daniels had 11 for 68. Eckler, 6 for 26. McNichols.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
4 for 25. Debo, 1 for 19 and a touchdown. That's a lot. Commanders had 12 penalties. New York had 6. No turnovers for either side. 29-28 time of possession for Washington. 30-32 for the Giants. You could argue that this game probably should have been a bigger blowout, but yeah, certainly Washington was the right side there. That's a crazy yards per play difference. Carolina and Jacksonville, 19 first downs for Jacksonville, 15 for Carolina, 63 total plays to 61, 378 yards for Jacksonville, 258 for the Panthers, 6.0 yards per play compared to 4.2. Pretty big discrepancy there. Passing 178 to 142 in Jacksonville's favor. Rushing 200 yards rushing to 113. 11 penalties for Jacksonville, 4 for the Panthers. I think it's interesting if you go and look at all these teams with a new offensive head coach, those teams had a ton of penalties. Liam Cohen set 11 penalties for the Jags. The Saints had whatever it was, 13 penalties. I know the Bears are having a ton of pre-snap penalties on Monday night. So turnovers, 3 turnovers for the Panthers, 1 turnover for the Jags. So the Jags were plus 2. Jaguars had 31 minutes of possession compared to 29 minutes for the Panthers. Jacksonville, a deserved winner here. Carolina, look, I've talked about this a lot. Bryce Young is really, really bad. And he has been really bad now for going on 3 years. He had 3 quarters of average play last year at the end of the season, and people were so quick to say he figured it out. The problem with Carolina, yes, is Bryce Young, but also they had the worst run defense in the history of the NFL last season. They were the only team in the NFL to give up 500 or more points last season. They brought back the defensive coordinator, and the first thing they do is give up 200 yards rushing to the Jaguars. The Panthers' problem is the roster. The problem, yeah, it's Bryce Young, but it's also the defense. It's also the run defense. Drafting Ted McMillan was flashy and fun, but I'm not sure if that was the problem. I'm not sure if a number one wide receiver was the answer to what this team had going on. They are really, really bad. So Warren Sharp, I pulled up this Warren Sharp tweet. He, out of all 30 week one quarterbacks, this is before Monday night, when not pressured in the first half, Bryce Young ranked, when not pressured, okay, dead last in EPA, dead last in success rate, dead last in yards per attempt at 3.6, dead last in passer rating at 27.5. 3.6 yards per attempt when not pressured in the first half of a freaking game. Guys, this Bryce Young thing is ridiculous. When you go and look at last year, and remember, all we heard was how Bryce Young turned the corner, right? This is his last three games. And I had to choose these last three games because before that, he's on a four-game losing streak. These are the games where people were like, damn, Bryce Young just turned it around. He won at home against Arizona in overtime. 17 for 26 for 158 yards. That's 6 yards per attempt with a 65% completion percentage, two touchdowns, no picks. That's a 79.8 QBR. QBR doesn't really matter, but and he was sacked three times. Then they lose 48 to 14. 15 for 28, 203 yards, that's 53% completion, 7.3 average, two touchdowns, no picks for a 57.2 QBR. And then finally, they beat Atlanta in overtime, 25 for 34, 251 yards, 73% completion, three touchdowns. This is his best game by far as a pro. But those three games, like the Atlanta game is fine. That's a good game. But 17 for 26 for 158 and 15 for 28 for 203, and people were ready to anoint this guy as here. He ain't. All right? And the Panther love, the Falcons love, it's just ridiculous, man. And it's amazing how 1 week, look at 1 week, and oh, Carolina's the worst team in the NFL. Oh, their run defense is horrible. Oh, their overall defense is horrible. Who would have guessed? Oh, Bryce Young's continues to be bad. Who would have guessed? That Warren Sharp tweet is crazy. I'll read it again. Out of all week one quarterbacks, when not pressured in the first half, Bryce Young ranked dead last in EPA, dead last in success rate, dead last in YPA, dead last in passer rating. Ridiculous. 3.6 yards an attempt. All right, let's keep going. Titans Broncos. Interesting one here because this one's probably Fugazi for the Broncos. It's probably Fugazi where the Broncos should have won by more. 20 first downs to 7. 71 total plays at 55, 317 yards for the Broncos to 133 for the Titans, 4.5 yards per play to 2.4. Like, a lot of people are going to see this and be like, damn, the Titans played tough. Damn, the Titans were right there. Damn, Cam Ward must have something. And then you see this and you're like, damn, the Titans played horrible. 7 first downs in the entire game, 2.4 yards per play. I understand it's against Denver, but Jesus. 62 yards passing for Cam Ward to one. That's 1.8 yards per pass, ladies and gentlemen. 62 yards passing on 12 of 28. 1.8 yards per pass. That is crazy. Rushing 151 for the Broncos, 71 for the Titans. Titans had 13 penalties. Broncos had 6. The Broncos had 4 turnovers. Titans had 2, so Titans were +2 in the turnover battle. 31-56 time of possession, 28-04. This is a fake box score. That Denver should have won this game by 2-3 touchdowns. Tennessee did absolutely nothing. The 2 turnovers is what kept them in this game. But, man, 2.4 yards per play and 1.8 yards per pass. Yuck for Tennessee. Yuck. So, play on. Denver is a play-on team. Because people are now, like, this is what I'm talking about. The narrative out of that game is going to be, well, maybe Bo Nix isn't that good. Well, maybe Denver's not that good. They almost lost to Tennessee. But you see that box score and you see what really happened. 49ers, Seahawks. I think this is another fake one. Maybe not. San Francisco, 24 first downs to 14. 72 total plays to 50. 384 yards to 230. 5.3 yards per play to 4.6. 119 yards rushing to 84, which is 3.3 yards per rush to 3.2. Nine penalties for the Niners, four for the Seahawks. Both had two turnovers, so that balances out. 37-58 time of possession to 22 in favor of the 49ers. So this isn't really a fake box score, I guess, but the Niners probably could have won by a full touchdown. They won by four. So this, if anything, it's the 49ers were probably better than that shows. Okay, a couple more here. We got Lions Packers. Packers won 27-13. First down 16-14 Lions. Interesting. Total plays 65 for the Lions, 47 for the Packers. Interesting. Total yards 246 for the Lions, 266 for the Packers. Yards per play, 3.8 yards a play for the Lions, 5.7 for the Packers. Big discrepancy there. Passing, 200 yards passing for the Lions, 188 for the Packers, but that's on 39 attempts for Goff, 22 attempts for Jordan Love. Rushing, 78 yards rushing for the Packers, 46 yards for the Lions. The Lions ran the ball for 2.1 yards carry, Packers 3.1. And then time of possession, the Lions had the ball for 35 minutes. The Packers had it for 24. I think the Packers should have won this game just because, they were, and the Lions had a turnover. So the Packers were plus one in the turnover battle and had almost two full yards better YPP, which equals a Packers win, in my opinion. But I'll say this about the Lions. The issue with the Lions is not Ben Johnson. The issue with the Lions is that offensive line. Ragnow leaving, the offensive line being shuffled around, and all of a sudden they have a 2.1 yards per carry. Last year the Lions were like the Eagles. They ran it down your throat, couldn't stop them. If the Lions can't do that, they're not going to be successful. You lose the turnover battle, you lose YPP by that much, you're going to lose games. So Packers were a deserving winner there. All right, let's keep going here. We've got Texans-Rams. Texas Rams 14-9. Rams win. Defensive game. Texans seem to be a under team, seem to be a defensive team where you just play their unders every single week. 18-18 first downs. Total plays 57-57. How about that? Even game right here. 18-18 first downs. 57-57 in plays. 296 to 265 yards in favor of the Rams. 5.2 yards per play to 4.6 yards per play. 224 yards passing to 151 in favor of the Rams. Both had three sacks. 72 yards rushing for the Rams, 114 for the Texans. Rams had 2.9 yards of rush. Texans had 4.2. 11 penalties for the Texans, 7 for the Rams. Two turnovers for the Texans, 1 for the Rams, so plus 1 for the Rams. 28-35 time of possession for the Rams, 31-25 for the Texans. The turnover, like everything's really equal. And then you have one turnover in favor of the Rams. Rams win by five. Makes sense to me. Texans, it's very similar to the Bengals where I know the Texans have offensive line issues, but when you have CJ Stroud, when you have Nico Collins, when you have, that team that's been around, that's been with each other for a while now, you're going to have more offensively. But yeah, box score tells the truth there. Rams should have got the close win. And they got the close win. Sunday night football, already probably the game of the year. Hard to imagine a game's better than this. 29 first downs for the Bills, 19 for the Ravens. Total plays, 78 for the Bills, 50 for the Ravens. Yards per play, 6.4 for the Bills, 8.6 for the Ravens. 8.6 yards per play is absolutely insane. 2.2 yards per play difference, Jesus. Buffalo, your defense, yuck. 389 yards passing for Josh Allen, 194 for Lamar. Rushing, 108 for the Bills, 238 for the Ravens, which is an 8.2 yards per rush compared to a 3.5 yards per rush. Mercy. Turnovers, Derrick Henry had a fumble. One turnover for the Ravens, none for the Bills. 25 minutes of possession for the Ravens, 34 for the Bills. I think the Ravens were slightly unlucky to lose this game. You have 8.6 yards per play. The time of possession and the turnover is worth noting, but I don't think, I don't know if it, I mean, it might balance out a little bit, but the Ravens probably should have won this game by a little bit less than a touchdown, somewhere between 1 and 5.25 points, something like that. But crazy, man. Crazy to have 8.6 yards per play and 8.2 yards a carry, 432 yards of offense, and you lose the game. On the road. Like, think about that. You do all that on the road, and you lose that game. If you are Buffalo, huge concerns about your defense. 8.4 yards per play and 8.2 yards on the ground. That is, it's one of those things where, like, Buffalo wins the game, but that it's so unsustainable to give up that kind of, to let your opposing offense do that. Like, yeah, you won the game, but are they already, like, not a Super Bowl contender because of that defense? They got to fix it, and they got to fix it quick. All right, last game, Vikings-Bears. Monday Night Football, another really good game. Minnesota turned it on in the fourth quarter. 20 first downs for the Bears, 14 for the Vikings. Total plays, 63 for the Bears, 49 for the Vikings. 317 yards for the Bears, 254 for the Vikings. Yards per play, 5 for the Bears, 5.2 for the Vikings. Yards per pass, 5.4 for the Bears, 5.8 for the Vikings. Rushing, 119 for the Bears, 120 for the Vikings. Both had 4.6 yards of rush. Like I mentioned earlier, the Bears had 12 penalties. Vikings had 8. Turnovers each had 1. Bears, 32-53 possession. Possession for the Vikings, 27 minutes. All right, so pretty similar. Pretty competitive game as far as the box score. Bears had more first downs, more plays. Vikings had 0.2 more yards per play. Vikings had 5 minutes less possession. Close game. Could have went either way for sure. And just kind of how it played out, where could have went either way. I think Kevin O'Connell is the best, might be the best coach in the NFL, straight up. His halftime adjustment, him and Brian Flores, what they did to Chicago in the second half, insane. He is so good. Big win for Minnesota. Big win for J.J. McCarthy. At halftime, I think every single person in Minnesota was, you know, remembering the good days with Sam Darnold. And Kevin O'Connell did what he had to do. Caleb Williams, super erratic. Caleb Williams, and I don't mean erratic, just like, I mean just straight up missing throws. Straight up just missing throws, overthrowing wide open people, just bad mechanics. It's all around. There's a throw where he overthrows, I think it was maybe DJ Moore, and he just sails this thing out of bounds. And his hips, it's like when he pump fakes the flats and then throws it to DJ on a deeper route, but his hips are facing the flats. Like, and he's, I mean, DJ's wide open. I think it was DJ Moore. He was wide open, and he just straight up sails it. Williams, at times, very similar to like the rest of his career. At times, he looked great. At times, he's running around, extending plays, showing off the arm. But man, some of the incompletions, some of the, I mean, he missed wide open guys all night long. Not good from Caleb Williams at all. They got to fix that. Ben Johnson's going to have to do some serious work with Caleb Williams. It is crazy now. It's only been a year and a game, but it is crazy to look at Jaden Daniels and then look at Caleb Williams. But this box score, kind of just what it, like, it's similar to the Cardinals Saints games where it's like, all right, these two teams played virtually the exact same game. I mean, 198 yards passing to 134, 5 yards per play to 5.2, 13 drives, 13 drives. 119 yards passing to 120, you know, like 20 first downs to 14. This is an exact replica. One turnover, right? The Bears did have the pick six, which certainly does matter. But yeah, this could have went either way for sure. And the Vikings get the money and get the win at the end. All right, there you go. There are all the Fugazi box scores and all the correct box scores. Full on box score grading bonanza. If you have any questions about the process, let me know in the comments below. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.